Roland Tavira, France, 26 November 1915. Just a short letter before I go to bed. The battalion is back in the trenches now, and I am writing in the dugout that I share with the doctor. It is very comfortable, possessing, among other things, an easy chair, stove, an oil lamp, a table complete with tablecloth. And I am feeling pleasantly tired, but not actually sleepy. Through the door I can see little mounds of snow that are the parapets of trenches, a short stretch of railway line, and a very brilliant full moon. I wonder what you are doing. Asleep, I hope. Or sitting in front of a fire in blue and white striped pajamas. I should so like to see you in blue and white pajamas. You are always very correctly dressed when I find you, and usually somewhere near a railway station, n'est-ce pas? I once saw you in a dressing gown, with your hair down your back, playing an accompaniment for Edward in the Buxton drawing room. Do you remember? I am often regretful that you should be at the hospital after all. I picture you as getting up at the same too early hour every morning, to go out into a cold world, into a still colder and monotonous routine of fretful patients and sanguinary dressings and imperious sisters, and then late to bed, to begin all over again tomorrow. It all seems such a waste of youth, such a desecration of all that is born for poetry and beauty. And if one does not even get a letter occasionally from someone who, despite his shortcomings, perhaps understands and sympathizes, it must make it all the worse. Until one may possibly wonder whether it would not have been better never to have met him at all, or at any rate until afterwards. I sometimes wish, for your sake, that it had happened that way.